Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at babbel.com/Pardo. That's right, gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled BABBEL.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Playing games.
This author and former MTV VJ is a pop culture powerhouse, so when you challenge Dave Holmes in trivia, your total request is to come out alive. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, our announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You look great.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
you look good, too.
If you feel as good as you look, then you're doing great.
And I look marvelous. Remember when people said that way too much?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Kristol.
It's a catchphrase in a sketch on SNL.
Yeah.
I would say 35 years ago.
What would you say is more that or isn't that special? Which one do you think was more said more often more annoying?
Going to give you the same answer on both of them, Jimmy. I think isn't that special probably takes the lead.
Well, isn't that special? God damn it. Whenever somebody said that too, I wanted to throttle them.
Yeah. It's not. It's funny when Dana Carvey does it, or it was funny when he did it. Let's leave it at that.
But it's also one of those that it's the same as not. Like you can't.
Right. There's nowhere
to go. You say something, and somebody just goes, "Well, isn't that special?" Okay, I guess we're done talking. Conversation's over. Aren't you a pleasant human being? Also with us is, of course, our band leader, Mr. Mike Henry. Hello, Mike. Mike's on the bass again.
Wow.
We got Mike.
Well,
Mike
that wasn't the guitar.
Oh, wow.
Guitar. All right, Mike's on guitar.
But it was on the bass setting.
Oh, you're right.
That's why we were confused.
All right. Well, hello, Mike.
Hi.
My co-host this week is currently one of the hosts on Bravo's Play-by-Play. It's our old buddy Dave Holmes.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
Now, Dave, I should tell you this, that for some reason, autocorrect decided to change Bravo to Barvo.
Barvo.
Is that going to affect ratings at all, do you think?
It might.
Oh, no.
It also sounds very much like a fatal dog disease.
Yeah.
Your dog never had Barvo, did it?
No.
You got to give that. You got to give them a pill.
Got to give them
six,
that,
6 months or so.
Something. Yeah, I think it's a shot. Maybe it could be a pill.
Now, you guys are both dog owners. Do you, when you have to give the dog a pill, do you hide it in the food?
Or absolutely. You have to. Yeah.
It won't just take it with water?
No.
It won't just pop it down, throw its paw in its mouth?
No, you got to envelop it in some American cheese.
Oh, they love it. Do dogs like cheese?
Mine does.
Well, yours does. What's your dog's name?
His name is Finbar.
Finbar. Uh-huh. What's the origin?
It's just a cool sounding Irish name.
Yeah.
So it shortens well to Finn or Finny.
Yeah, or Bar.
No,
that's horrible.
My first dog as a kid was named Finnegan.
Really?
So we called him Finny.
See, there's something reassuringly Irish.
That's nice.
About,
you ever see the play Finnegan's Rainbow?
No.
Finian's Rainbow.
Follow up. You ever see Finian's Rainbow?
No, not
because Finnegan's Rainbow is a bar in the north side of Chicago.
What about Finnegan's Wake? That's a book, right?
That is a book.
By James Joyce?
Yeah,
Jimmy Joyce.
By the way, just to answer your question, my dog crushes his pills on his heel and then snorts them.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Puts the rest in his drink.
That's right. Switches it around.
Sure, sure.
Goes on stage and pisses himself.
Sure, absolutely.
Dave, tell us what this play-by-play is over there on the Barvo.
Well, only on Barvo. It's an all-male panel show, and we talk about the Real Housewives and stuff.
Okay, so it's
me and Jerry O'Connell and Michael Yeo and Brendan Schaub, who is a UFC fighter.
And what,
or was, I guess. UFC.
Do you all have, did you all come together because you all love watching The Housewives? Is that the premise here?
Yeah, I'm more of like a Vanderpump Rules guy. I love my Below Deck, that kind of thing. I was late on the Real Housewives train, to be totally honest with
you.
But the point is just to have, you know, have strong opinions.
On that show or
on the whole thing?
Do you open it up to the world as well?
I think eventually we'll open it up to the world.
So you'll go into Top Chef, I assume.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
God willing.
My fave.
Yeah. God willing, if we get picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did three and now we wait to see if we get to do more.
Okay.
Can we tell you about, okay, right now, the world is garbage.
What's going on? Was something going on?
No, I mean, there's just, things are a little crazy.
What do you mean?
Are you talking about how, like, it's really a hard time for men because we're just being, like,
That's exactly
like,
what I mean.
Oh, yes. It's horrible. Okay, I'm totally on board with what you're saying.
It's scary. You're guilty of everything until proven innocent. It's terrible. It's a frustrating time to be, I mean, especially a white man.
Totally.
So I'm trying to change up my routine a little bit, just throw myself a curveball, just to make it seem like a different and fresher world.
Mm-hmm.
So, just today, I was like, what would I never listen to in 1,000 years?
Okay.
Like, I have Sirius. Which of these stations, just by looking at it, makes me want to die? You know what I mean? Like, which one would I just, like, maybe it'll be great. Maybe I'll learn something about
myself. 90s on 9?
No. Much worse. Would you like to take another guess? Can we make a game of this before we go?
Maybe, yeah.
Go ahead.
I noticed there's now an all Billy Joel channel.
See, I like Billy Joel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy's worst nightmare.
You know what's interesting? It was Yacht Rock.
Yes.
And then it turned into Rod Stewart. I was like, I'm going to keep those. And then it overnight switched to Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not hating it.
Yeah.
Well.
You get the story behind the song.
Yeah.
Welcome to New York, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of it, I can't reach for the button fast enough.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't ever need to hear I go to extremes ever again.
Now, see, that's what I enjoy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. I'm a 52nd Street guy. I love that whole album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, that's the beauty of music is we all have different opinions and choices.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Fox News.
No.
Is it music?
It is music.
Yeah.
Oh.
Possibly.
Is it Octane?
No.
Is it? Well, this you might like, although every time I switch to it, I want it to be good and then it keeps letting me down, is Pop Rocks.
That's an okay one. That'll scratch an itch.
It does.
Once in a while.
But I want this to, I guess the premise is like, remember when rock went pop? Or
I'm
like, no, that's constantly been happening for 75
right,
years.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Yeah, but you're never more than 15 minutes away from the All-American Rejects.
Yeah, that's channel. The problem.
So that is
it gets
its
into that
tragic
2000s
flaw.
Thing.
You got to just tell us.
It's Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Radio.
Oh, he's going to do the watermelon crawl.
So I don't know what that is, but it is.
They play it during the commercial.
Oh, okay. It's stuff from Kenny Chesney's era of country music,
right,
which I do not like.
Okay.
But then also, and as I was driving here, it's 25% like reggae for people who are afraid of black people.
What?
So there was a band called Revolution. that had a song that I was listening to on the way here that was like the I'm Gonna Marry Her Anyway song is like the realest shit out of Kingston compared to what this thing was. I had to look them up. They are exactly what I were picturing, like just white faces with tidy long hair.
So it's,
you know what I mean?
It's revolution, like
revolution.
R-E-B.
Yeah,
elution.
Like they're starting a revolution,
but it's
by rebelling.
Wow,
good and Lord. By playing the tamest, what is, like sub 311.
Why is that happening on Kenny Chesney? Is that
well? Because it's a real island feel.
Yeah, it's a party. You're going to get a lot of Buffett.
Yeah.
And a lot of Sammy Hagar.
Oh, I bet you will.
You do. You get the Red Rocker. He's not afraid to kick his shoes off and kick it with Kenny. I believe is what he says.
I didn't know this about Kenny Chesney. I thought he was just a country guy. He's an island guy?
Yeah, no shoes.
Has he ever played Kokomo? Not the song, has he ever played the location?
I'm brand new to the... I'm sure he has. And I'm sure he will play the song. I'm brand new to the station. I won't last long.
No, you will not last long.
Yeah.
I have also dipped my toe into there, but I had a shoe on.
Yeah.
It was not welcome.
Oh, sure.
I do like Prime Country. I know that is...
Yeah, that's
that,
not bad.
That's kind of the era that you... Maybe I thought maybe you didn't care for, but I...
No, see, like the 80s, like, you know, like a 80s, 90s Trisha Yearwood kind of thing. I'm not afraid of that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you like Dixie Chicks, right?
Of course I like the Dixie Chicks.
Is it Ty Herndon?
Okay, you look at me with the Ty Herndon. I got to automatically like the gay ones?
I actually wasn't. He was obsessed with Ty Herndon for a while because he was forced to listen to it.
Yeah, I worked at a movie theater that just only played Sony music. And
oh, wow.
So they played Ty Herndon and Joe Diffie was the other
Joe
one.
Joe Diffie.
On a loop. This was in like 95. So.
Holy cow.
Also, Ty Herndon, I believe he's passed away. Is he not?
No.
I believe we've lost Ty Herndon.
No, we have not.
Wait a minute.
I think we've lost Ty Herndon.
No.
Hold on. I'm
pretty sure
this.
He's alive.
Ty Herndon. I would say he's died in the last 3 years.
No, I don't think so.
He lives.
Oh,
he lives?
Alive.
Ty Herndon lives.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for
him. Don't you step to me with the gay country artists.
But he was
the one.
Yeah, he was the guy that he got caught in a public bathroom, and he was not in the. He was in the closet, and he was.
Yeah.
Kind of, it ruined him for a couple of years.
Right? It's just like I had to take a whiz. I don't know if that's how he sounds.
But he did.
That was the explanation. But of course, he was.
He didn't die. 3 years ago is where he finally admitted.
Yeah.
That he was gay.
Which is a death.
Which is the same, right?
So he was dead to you.
Yeah, he's dead to me, and certainly his fans.
Sure. I bet he has a whole new crop of fans.
Well, I don't know. Dave seems to know who he is.
Yeah. No, I knew who he was then.
I like that
I had
song.
His number a long time ago.
Oh, boy.
That taking a whiz defense is not really? Going to fly with, this you? Guy. Okay.
He knew her hair was... Her
eyes were blue. Her hair was long. In 64,
she was born
in Baton Rouge.
Mama's is this a Ty Herndon song?
Yeah.
Father's gone, moved out west when she was two. The way she laughed, the way she loved. Oh my God, what can I do?
Oh, wow. And now,
what matters most?
I paid no attention to what matters.
I paid no attention. Oh, and I like when the different chorus. Oh my God, what have I done? When he realizes, I've blown this relationship.
It is kind of a good song.
Plus, he's living a lie. All right. Let's be, Dave, we cannot play this game without contestants. That's right. Anybody that follows Never Not Funny on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in, and then we will take the calls, weed out the dead weight, and find our players. Matt, let's hit the phones. Yeah. Let's say hello to Robin.
All right, Robin, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Robin.
How are you doing? Hi.
Robin, where are you calling from? What part of the country?
I am in Los Angeles.
You're right here in Los Angeles, says Robin. And what do you do here in town, Robin?
I'm a graphic designer.
A graphic designer. Yeah, anything that we've seen, or you work internally at a company, or print ads?
I move around from company to company, so I do store signage for different signs, like maybe a Smart and Final, or a WSS, or a NYX Makeup, you know, stuff like that. So in-store stuff.
I try to return something there to that Smart and Final. They said, you can't do it. It's right in the name, sir.
Smart and Final.
Thought I'd say that out loud. I thought professional comedian should say that out loud.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's something to grow on there.
Sure there is.
Sounds like you were trying to save time and money and shop like a pro.
Is that their slogan?
I can't. Isn't that Smart and Final? That's where you go.
Isn't it actually two names? Like two people's names?
Oh, is it Johnny Smart and Bill Final?
Like something like that.
I think
is it really?
Yeah. No, it's Gene.
So. It is.
It was Gene Smart, right?
Gene Smart. That makes more sense.
Wait, what are the names, Robin? Do you actually know?
I think it's, I forget the guy's smart, but the other guy was Hidalgo Final.
Hidalgo Final. Boy, I like that. I'm hanging out with that guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, I didn't know their slogan, Matt, because if you, truth be told, I think their signage is awful.
Really?
I can't read a
single thing. The graphic design of this stuff is a mess.
Are you married, Robin, or in a relationship of any kind?
Nope, I'm single.
Single out there. You're looking to get it done. All right. Did you grow up here? Did you move here from another part of the country?
I moved here from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
All right, Robin, wish you a lot of luck. Let's say hello to Lawrence. Hi, Lawrence.
Hello.
Lawrence, how are you?
I'm delightful. How are you, sir?
All right, good. Now, Lawrence, it
sounds
delightful.
Like... that is more of a self-assessment than it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Let us be...
Yeah, you know,
we'll decide
right.
If you're delightful or not.
Yeah. But it also sounds like he's in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Lawrence, where are you calling from? And if you say aquarium, I'm going to go to wherever you are and kick you in the teeth.
Bloomington, Illinois.
Bloomington, Illinois. No, that is the home of Illinois State University, Bloomington Normal. Are you a teacher down there, Lawrence? You going to school? What's your story?
I'm a project manager.
Yeah, PM. Mm-hmm. And for what company, sir? Are you comfortable saying?
I work at Caterpillar.
He's at Caterpillar. That was going to be my next guess. What I was going to say.
Oh, are they based there?
Yeah, they're based there. All Caterpillar's right. There. They get into fights with John Deere on a regular basis.
Sure.
I'll go out to I-55 and have a fight.
Uh-huh.
Are you married or in a relationship with Lawrence, or is work your life?
I am married, yes.
How long are you married, sir?
5 years.
5 years, about half a decade, man.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your spouse's name?
Her name is Carissa.
Carissa. That's nice.
Yeah.
And do we have kids? We got a 4 or 6 year old?
We have 3 children. We just adopted our 3rd child.
Oh, nice. Good for you. That's nice, right? Do you let them ride the tractor from time to time when they visit daddy at work?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, get them up on there on a bulldozer, right? That's what Caterpillar makes, bulldozers. Earth movers, they've got those. That's something.
Backhoes.
Right, backhoe, sure. All right, well, Lawrence, you seem like a delight. I can't really tell because the connection with you is atrocious. And I mean that on a personal level. Your phone sounds crisp and clear.
We're not vibing.
Just can't connect.
Emotional connection is
I'm trying. Well, you seem delightful. Your words, not mine.
He's incepted you, Jimmy. Watch out.
All right, let's say hello to Candace. Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Hi, Candace. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm in San Francisco.
San Francisco. They call that the Bay Area.
Ah.
What do you do up in San Francisco, or Frisco, as nobody likes to call it?
I'm an HR manager.
HR, that's human resources, man.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And,
hiring, firing.
Right? You ever go to hiring, firing? They got better sales than Smart and Final. and certainly better graphics.
Yeah.
Right?
Easy to read.
Clean lines, Dave. You're damn right.
Yeah.
What's the name of the company, Candace? Are you comfortable saying?
Yeah, it's called Beam. It's a bad name for the phone, but we do business travel software.
Okay. And now her connection sounds horrible as well, all of a sudden.
I think that's the overlords at her office are trying to make sure that she doesn't say anything about Beam or whatever she just said.
Yeah, I don't even know what she said. Was it B-E-A-N or B-E-A-M?
Neither. So D-E-E-M. D is David.
Dean.
Deem.
Deem?
Deem.
Deem or Deem? But we could spend all day trying to solve this. Maybe this is the game. The wickedly talented.
God, do you remember that? Do you remember just the pure joy of that moment?
Yes.
Like, we've lost that. That's gone.
Oh, it's completely gone.
It's gone.
Yes.
If you watch it now, you'll probably just start crying.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't relive it.
It was a better, simpler time. My son loves to quote that constantly. I don't know why.
It's insane. He must have been 2 years old when it happened. Oh, God.
What's happening? Lawrence, what are you doing?
She's keeping her falcons.
All right. Who's ready to start playing games?
Me.
I am.
I too am.
Okay. As is Dave. All right.
Good.
Perfect. All right. We got our players. You guys are playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. First up is headlines. I will read you questions that relate to a certain decade, and the first one to buzz in correctly gets the point. By buzzing in, you will yell out your name. Let's hit the randomizer to see what decade we're going to be playing from. Matt, please hit the randomizer. Okay, 80s. 80s. We're going to be reading. I'm going to read you guys headlines from the 80s. The two players with the most points after 5 questions will move on. Repeating, the two players with the most points after 5 questions will move on. Once again, you buzz in using your name. Please let me finish reading the question before you buzz in. Here we go. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Hands up, buzzers. In 1981, John Hinckley attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan to impress which actress?
Lawrence.
Robin.
Okay, Lawrence.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster is the correct answer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Damn. Very good. Matt, please, after one, give me a scoring update.
Well, bad phone connection be damned. Lawrence has one.
Running away with it.
Robin and Candace have zero.
They had to push the Oscars a night for that.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was devastated. I was so ready.
You were
so ready. What was my body was ready for those Oscars.
Was that the Chariots of Fire year? What was happening?
Probably. Yeah, I was very emotionally invested.
Sure. Well, you're a runner. You got to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding,
okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, the great Vangelis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hands up, Oscars. Which legendary artist wrote the Bangles' 1986 hit Manic Monday?
Robin.
Prince is a correct answer. I think she said Prince. It sounded like she just went, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang. They'll just make noises. Maybe they'll think I'm right.
The Purple King.
The Purple King. Exactly.
King. She got it.
Dave, in case you didn't know, I once called Prince the Purple King.
I feel that rings a bell.
Made fun of myself. We were then about to make some merch, Never Not Funny merch, to the Purple King shirts, and then he screwed everything up and died.
Oh, well.
All right. Hands up, buzzers, players. In which 1984 comedy would you find characters driving a car with the license plate Ecto-1?
Lawrence.
Jesus, Lawrence.
Ghostbusters,
correct answer.
Yes.
Lawrence takes a commanding 2-1 lead, right, Matt?
He ain't afraid of no points.
He ain't.
Oh, Candace, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, Candace.
Candace, the best phone connection, the worst case.
In 1983, the year of our Lord, Michael Jackson blew America's collective mind when he moonwalked during this song on the 25th anniversary of Motown celebration show.
Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Beat It.
Beat It is not the correct answer. Chance for Candace or Robin.
Robin.
Robin, go.
Billie Jean
is your answer and your lover.
No.
Not
her lover.
Not true at all.
No, it is her. It's not Michael Jackson's. It's Robin's.
Oh, wait a minute. You've got some inside scoop.
That's right. What do we got? 3-2-0?
It's 2-2-0.
Oh, 2-2-0.
Robin's got two. Lawrence has two. Candace has none.
Now, remember, it's the two players with the most points after five questions. Here's our fifth and final question.
I think I see where this is going, Jimmy.
I think Candace is. here we go. In the 1987 film Dirty Dancing, Jennifer Grey's character was named Frances, but she went by this nickname.
Lawrence.
Robin.
Lawrence.
Baby.
Baby is a correct answer, which means we sadly have to put Candace in a corner. Candace, we got to say goodbye to you.
Bye.
Candace.
Candace, why were the 80s tough on you? Were you not born yet? You do sound young.
I was not born. I'm from 88.
Wow.
All right. Well, sorry that you had to play the 80s headlines. Really, you were a delight to talk to.
Hi. Oh, thank you.
Well, Roger. Yeah.
And you're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet for your time today. Thank you, Candace.
Your consolation prize is youth.
Yes.
Right.
Enjoy.
A few more decades of life.
Enjoy not being tired and in pain all the time.
Oh, boy. You've nailed that. That's right. We have to say goodbye to Candace. But that means that Robin and Lawrence will go on to the next round to compete to see who can go into the finals to face off head-to-head with Dave for that Stitcher premium subscription right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is Dave Holmes from the Bravo television channel. All right, here we go. Lawrence and Robin, are you guys ready for round two?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, whoever is in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card and go on to play against Dave in the finals for that aforementioned subscription to Stitcher Premium.
I would really love one of those. Let me tell you.
Well, you
got the eye of the tiger.
I'm sorry to say you do not win it.
Yeah,
but can we pretend that I would win it if I win
sure,
it?
Sure, Dave.
Just to add a little emotional
Yeah. I hope you win
investment.
Then, Dave.
You know what? Here's what I'll do. I'll give you my login if you win.
All right, I have a login. I was just trying to do a thing. I was just trying to goose up the drama.
I went along with it. He nixed it.
Oh, boy. I just wanted to get my login out.
Guys, we're going to be playing a game called Charades by Proxy.
Yep.
That is a playing game's favorite, Charades by Proxy. Here's what's going to happen. Dave will describe what movie titles our resident thespian Mike Henry is acting out. Repeating, Dave is not going to be guessing. He's going to be describing the moves that Mike is making to get you to guess these movies. Let's hit the randomizer to see what decade the movies are from. 90s movies. Now, Dave, again, you are just describing what you're seeing.
Right.
Five questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals. Here we go. Mike Henry, here is your first 90s movie. And guys, buzz in. This is a different here. You could buzz in whenever you think maybe you have the answer.
Okay. Here we go. He's got a furrowed brow. Holding up two fingers. V for victory? Maybe. Two fingers. He is writing. Boy, he is busy writing. He is stretching out a big, long scroll. Writing away. Now he's thinking. But that might just be him in real life and not the character that he is playing in charades.
I got to pass it.
What?
Mike Henry's passing on Schindler's List.
He's passing on Schindler's List. Okay. He was making that list.
He was making a list. Checking it twice.
Boy, I didn't realize Oscar Schindler was so happy making that list. Just working away.
All right. Next one, guys. Next one.
Okay.
One. Okay. He's pointing at himself and he's going way back. Oh, he's doing a back bend. Oh, shooting. Uh-oh, something's coming out of that gun going very slow. Now the other person is doing
Robin.
A back bend. Robin.
Matrix,
correct answer. Yes. Matrix, correct answer. Here is the next one. The next one, Mr. Mike Henry. There we go.
Okay. He seems quite sure of himself, contestants. Four words. Okay. One, two. Me. He's pointing at himself. He is jumping up and down. Or he is like a stand-up comedian who can't believe it. Okay, here he is. He is playing basketball, and he's jumping, and he just fell. I hope he's not injured. He is... Whoa! Uh-oh.
Robin. Wait, Robin.
White man can't jump?
That was very good. I really led you right to it, didn't I?
Yeah. White man can't jump. Correct answer. There we go. Lawrence, you still with us?
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Okay. Mike Henry has held up three fingers, or maybe made a W. And then he just did the three again. Okay. Now he is aiming a gun, and there is a moose, maybe. Shooting. He is shooting. Oh, and that moose is dead now. One. Now one finger is being held up. Hooray! Thumbs up. Yes, victory. He is making jubilation moves. Oh, now he just had an idea. He's writing. Oh, he's writing. He's Oscar Schindler again. He's writing, but now he's running away. And he's erasing it. Okay. Writing up on a board, writing on a chalkboard, perhaps a whiteboard, looking around to see if anybody's there. It seems that he is writing on this chalkboard,
Lawrence,
in a place where maybe he should not be.
Robin.
Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
Yeah. Welcome to Mooseport.
Wow.
No, it's a good guess, but no.
It's crazy because I thought that too when you were shooting the moose.
Okay. Ooh. Mike is opening up something. He's opening up a drawer. Well, that shirt doesn't fit at all. Oh, he's smelling a shirt. He loves it. Now he's leaving with it.
What the shit is going on?
This is very conceptual. I get it, but that's crazy.
Are you passing yet?
It's almost like he was shopping at a place.
Keep doing that third word again.
It kind of seemed like he was shopping at a place where the clothing was not new. Perhaps I don't know what kind of place. What would you call one of those places?
You might want to get a good old whiff of the shirt that you might wear. Now he's back on the third word. He is shooting a gun. An animal has died.
So like a used clothing place,
right?
A place you would maybe drop off your old clothes,
and then a thing that you might do shooting animals,
like when you go out to the woods and shoot some animals, whatever that's called.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah. Yes, Robin.
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting. Correct answer. Hey. Correct answer. All right, what's our score here, Matt?
Well, Robin's got three. Lawrence still looking to get on
still
the board.
Let's get you on that board.
You should also know that Matt Belknap does not know the answers to these, so when he is assisting, he is not breaking any rule.
True. Sorry, I had to jump in. I just got so excited about it.
All right, again, whoever has the most after five. Here we go. Here's Mike Henry doing our next movie.
By the way, at a Goodwill store, is the clothing in drawers? Just that you opened a drawer and pulled out some things.
In a like a bin.
I see.
No, that didn't seem like a bin. It seemed like you were looking through drawers.
Like a drawer.
I'm with Dave.
Because I have drawers.
Okay.
All right, next movie from the 90s.
Okay. One Finger from Mike Henry. He is arms outstretched in jubilation. He is leaning forward ever so slightly. Now it looks like he has got his hands on either side of a big steering wheel. And it seems he's hit something. And now he is going down, down, down.
Lawrence. Yes, Lawrence.
Crash.
Crash is
Christ,
incorrect.
Jesus.
Wow.
Christ.
Robin.
Robin.
Titanic.
Titanic is a correct answer. Titanic is a correct answer. And that is that five?
That's four.
That's four. Well, let's keep doing this.
All right, one more. One more.
One more for fun.
One more for fun. Here we go.
See if Lawrence can at least.
All right, Lawrence. In fact, Robin, don't play until it's obvious that you have to.
Come on, Lawrence.
Five fingers from Mike Henry. Two fingers from Mike Henry. She is being very quiet. He's got his finger up to those lips like, don't make a sound. Five. Now he is a frisky puppy, maybe. Down on the ground. He was a dog or cat. He was a dog or cat for word number five, maybe. Wait, what was that again? Sorry. Now we're just starting over. Oh, he is peeling the skin off of his very face. And he's putting new.
Okay, he's opening a drawer again.
Now he started over again. Now he is making a little. He is licking his lips in a very upsetting way. He has poured a glass of wine and is having a meal. Perhaps the wine was a nice Chianti. He is.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lawrence.
Silence of the Lambs.
That's correct, yes. Lawrence.
Yes. Lawrence. Yes.
The strong assist from Dave Holmes.
There we go. Very strong assist.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Lawrence, sadly, you obviously, I'll say it, got destroyed in that round.
Yeah.
Robin knows her 90s movies, and Lawrence does not. But Lawrence, you're going to get something from the Earwolf Prize Closet. More importantly, we appreciate that you joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Thanks, Lawrence. Have a great day.
Bye, Lawrence.
All right.
Good luck.
Oh, that was to you, Robin.
Very nice.
Or maybe it was to me for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Robin, that means you've already won a Pod Swag gift card, and you will now go head-to-head in the finals against Dave to see if you can get that Stitcher premium subscription, and we'll do that right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. Now, Robin has already won a Pod Swag gift card, but now it's time for her to go head-to-head against my co-host this week, Dave Holmes, to see if she can win a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Dave.
Yes.
Robin.
Yes.
I will ask you both a series of questions. Robin, if you can answer more correct than Dave, you will win. The questions can be about anything, but there is one question from each of the last five decades. Dave, I'm going to ask you first, so that means we're going to put Robin in the isolation booth, which, of course, just means we put her on hold. So, Robin, hang tight as I ask Dave the series of questions in the round that we call Decades. All right, you ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Yeah.
In 1974, this man attempted and failed to jump Idaho's Snake River Canyon in a steam-powered rocket.
I believe that was Evel Knievel.
What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog?
Ooh. Buster.
In 1999, this soap opera actress won her first daytime Emmy after previously being nominated 18 times.
Oh, that would be Susan Lucci.
In 2002, the Winter Olympics were held in which U.S. city?
I'm sorry, say that again.
In 2002, the Winter Olympics were held in which U.S. city?
Lake Placid. No, Salt Lake City.
In 2010, this rocker won an Academy Award for his original score for The Social Network.
Trent Reznor.
All right, we got his answers. We got his answers. We got his answers. We got his answers.
I was so wrong.
There
we
go.
On that Punky Brewster. It's like a person name. It's like Walter or something.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I guess we will.
All right, here we go.
Also, it is a real bummer when you say that it'll be questions from the last five decades, and then you do them, and I've been alive in all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I was not prepared for that. I was like, oh, wow, some questions from the 40s. No.
Nope.
1970, whatever.
Yeah.
That was a person.
Yeah, you were a human being.
Yeah. I'm not prepared for that.
Sorry, Dave.
Well, it's the way it goes.
Well, you're doing better than ever. How about that? You're more alive.
I'll take it.
More alive than you've ever been.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's get Robin out of the isolation booth. Hello, Robin.
Hello.
All right, listen, we got Dave's answers. Let's find out if you can beat him. If you do, you get that subscription to Stitcher Premium. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. In 1974, this man attempted and failed to jump Idaho's Snake River Canyon in a steam-powered rocket.
Evel Knievel.
That is the correct answer. What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog?
Brandon.
Brandon's the correct answer. In 1999, this soap opera actress won her first daytime Emmy after previously being nominated 18 times.
Susan Lucci.
That is a correct answer. In 2002, the Winter Olympics were held in which U.S. city?
Lake Placid.
Incorrect. Looking for Salt Lake City.
Did
Looking
I get that right?
Shut up, Dave! In 2010, this rocker won an Academy Award for this original score for The Social Network.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Robin. Act it out, Mike. Act it out, Mike. Act out the name of his band. Act it out.
Oh, okay. Trent Reznor?
Yes! Trent Reznor, correct answer.
Wow.
A correct answer. No, Matt Belknap, please give us the scores.
Well, Robin just got four right. Dave also got four right. Dave did it in less time.
No, but I did it. That was panic. She was a much more confident player.
I'm sorry.
No, we're sorry to say, Dave, that you did, in fact, beat her.
Oh.
We kind of gave her that last one. We gave her a little extra time there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Robin knows. She's not a cheat. If anything, Robin's not a cheat.
Above all things, Robin is
That's
honest.
Right.
I mean, we're going to definitely send you some rainbow socks for getting Punky Brewster's dog right. That's
no
incredible.
Kidding. Yeah.
I can't believe you got
Very
that.
Very impressive.
I live right by Punky Brewster's apartment building. I can see it from my window.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Punky Brewster's apartment building from the show. I can see it from my window. I live right near it.
Wow.
That's in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I guess I thought that was based in New York. I guess I was wrong.
I think it was based there, but it was filmed here, I guess, is what Robin is saying.
Well, I don't understand show business.
The magic of Hollywood, Jimmy.
I'm not part of it. Robin, thank you for playing. You're going to get something from the Earwolf Prize Closet just for participating, but and you also won that Pod Swag gift card.
Yeah.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you very much.
Good job, Robin.
All right, we say goodbye to Robin. We also have to say goodbye to you guys. As always, we thank our my co-host, Dave Holmes. Thank you for joining us.
What a pleasure.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
On behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, our band leader, Mike Henry, my name is Jimmy Pardo. Come on back when you're ready to once again start playing games. Bye-bye, everybody.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.